We don't know what Trunco is quite. We just know that it appears to have washed up again, this time in on a beach in a fishing community in China. And it was because of a discussion I was having about this story on my weekday radio show that I got an email about your website and was just immediately hooked, just loved it. Because as you point out there, this appears to be part of a long history of this creature that has this, you know, 100-year-old nickname.
Indeed. I think what triggered it for me is I, of course, scour the internet for, you know, new sightings of unusual creatures all the time. And when I read about this, it's not an uncommon event to have a carcass wash up on shore that's unidentified. But what triggered something in me was the nearly 3-foot-long snout that was identified. And that instantly evoked images of not only Trunco, but other, well, so-called water elephants that have been seen, you know, throughout the globe for centuries now.
Well, let's describe what Trunco was according to the most recent sighting. This thing is about 2 tons?
Mm-hmm.
How long was this carcass that washed up on the beach in China?
Well over 30 feet long.
Okay, that's huge.
Yes, with a 9 to 12 foot wide belly. And it had hair on it, which is even more unusual.
Well, yeah, it's almost furry as opposed to scaly. Or the kind of hair that's on it is what, something you might more commonly associate with a polar bear?
That's the classic Trunco description. Now, it's hard telling from these photos, and
right.
and it could very well be that, but the classic description of Trunco-type creatures is that of 8-inch-long, approximately, polar bear white hair.
Okay. And an unusual head, though, too, that is more like and this is almost sounds like we're making this up as we go along to try to make it sound scary or something.
Absolutely.
But a head like a crocodile. They said a little bit more like a triangular-shaped, a big, wide head like a crocodile, which then ends on this huge, snout that is, what, roughly three feet long?
And on this creature, yes.
Okay. But there have been reports of Trunco's having longer snouts than this?
The original case, the original one from South Africa in 1922, it was approximately 5 foot long.
Okay. The nose was?
Yes, the snout part, the elephantine trunk, if you will.
And it, do we know what's in it? I mean, is it reticulated with a bone? Is it just fleshy? Does it have a complete, you know, nostril cavity from beginning to end?
The most thorough description is something called the Glacier Island carcass, which was actually mentioned on the, I believe, front or at least second page of the New York Times back in 1930. And the scientist that studied this, W.J. McDonald was one of them, actually found the nasal passages. So it was definitely a nose by his, you know, reckoning.
So not just some fleshy overhang or something like this. This is a some sort of functional nose, which, again, gives it the appearance of being some sort of aqua elephant.
Yeah, okay. A mammal. Well, not definitely, but apparently.
Okay.
Mammal.
So part of the problem is with this thing, and who gave it the original nickname of Trunco, by the way?
You know, I don't think that's officially chronicled. I think that nomenclature just, you know, eventually evolved based on the description of the creature.
Okay, so somewhere along the line, it picks up the nickname Trunco, and it has some major sightings in 1922 and then 1930. And then is this the first one since 1930, or have there been others since then, in between?
Well, in between, though they're not as well publicized, there's been a lot of them in both the Atlantic and Indian Oceans of what they just simply call sea elephants. Just swimming in the deep ocean, creatures with large trunks that protrude from the water that natives have turned in reports of, but they kind of filter out so slowly and gradually that they don't get the big press
right
of these original ones. But it dates back, I think, to September of 1883, when in Australia, a man known only as Mr. Hode found something that was almost identical to all the other carcasses. And what's even more interesting is not just the trunk and the white hair, which is bizarre enough, but they allegedly have a lobster or prawn-like tail, which adds another genus to the whole
right.
package.
You know, in fact, I mean, and I don't, what we're describing, I mean, because there's so few of them that have ever been seen up close, and that most of them have been in some way in some state of decay. Just this most recent Trunco that washed up, or apparent Trunco, whatever this beast is, it was missing a lot of its lower extremities from after having been in the water for some time.
Yes.
All right. So we, you know, other animals or marine life have nibbled at it, and or that it's just fallen off. So we can't tell. But is the belief that it has fins and not feet? I mean, can we, from the other descriptions, is it more like what we would expect a sea lion to look like, or is it, or a walrus or something, or does it have, you know, more like paws?
Well, it actually has been described, when it's described, as having fins. But that's, of course, seen on many marine mammals, such as whales or seals. So it doesn't eliminate mammal from the count. The crustacean-like tail and, you know, the white hair sort of contrast each other, so it's difficult to tell, but I would guess mammal.
Okay. And then to go back to the 1922 story, because that's the one where we actually have a report of it involved in a fight for its life. Take us back there and tell that story.
Well, it was like something straight out of a Godzilla film when you actually read the report. Hmm. It happened on November 1st, 1922. And a landowner from the region named Hugh Balance and a handful of additional eyewitnesses were standing on the South African shoreline on Margate Beach, and they saw this creature, which has come to be known as Trunco, with the white hair, the long trunk, and the crustacean-like tail, fighting two what has been reported killer whales, though sometimes other whales are mentioned. And it was a three-hour struggle, a bloody, vicious battle that resulted in the death of all three. Later on that evening, which is what really grounds the story, the Trunco carcass washed ashore.
Now, how did the Trunco creature defend itself? What did it? How could it have killed these killer whales? What is its best defense or offensive weapon, do you think?
Some eyewitnesses claimed, and this is, I think, very intriguing, that it actually rose up to 20 feet from the water and used its tail as an offensive weapon.
Interesting, sort of slapping at it or using its body weight in some way, landing on top of them.
A creature of that size, no doubt, would have a lot of impact, you know, swishing its tail, especially in air.
Well, and that would, there are other sea animals that do that, so, I mean, that wouldn't be out of the question.
Absolutely not.
All right. Now, what's interesting about this, though, too, is in fighting with these whales, is that it's just the Trunco that washes up. What happens to the body? Do they freeze it? Do they put it on display?
Nothing of the sort, sadly, as happens all too often in these cases. It was just left on the beach. It became an odd little story and eventually washed away. I mean, there was no scientific expedition mounted. In fact, it wasn't even mentioned for 2 years. I think it was December 27th of 1924 when the London Daily Mail finally published an article about the creature.